بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, I am with you and in your pain, in your anger at the completely depraved, disgusting, dishonorable display of blatant, blind bigotry that was displayed by the President of France, Emmanuel Macron, when he displayed cartoons or so-called cartoons, absolutely disgusting, insulting images of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on various buildings, and the completely illegal and completely baseless crackdown on the Muslims in France, where over 70 masajid were shut down and charities were shut down and so on. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all from oppressors and remove all oppression from the face of the earth. The question is not what Macron does or what anyone like him does. There are two questions that are basic to my point. And one is, what are other people doing? What are the people? I cannot for a minute believe that every Frenchman and Frenchwoman are with Macron. I absolutely don't know. I absolutely do not believe that, and with good reason. And so also I do not believe that everyone else other than Muslims are with Macron, because that also I have unimmutable evidence, and I have plenty of it to show that there are good people and rightly thinking people in every community. I know for a fact that not only do Muslims find what Macron did to be completely disgusting and depraved, but I also know that there are many, many thousands, if not millions of people around the world of all nationalities and races and religions who completely and totally disagree with Macron and would definitely condemn his work and his actions. The question is, why is everybody silent? Where are the voices? Why is it that we are not hearing them resounding in the atmosphere from all around us? And that's the point I want to say to you, that injustice can never be defeated until those who are not affected by it are willing to stand up against it. And that's a very important thing to remember. Injustice cannot be defeated unless those who are, or until those who are not affected by that injustice are still willing to stand up against it, not because of the effect of the injustice on themselves, but because they are against injustice itself. And that comes from a basic belief that injustice to one is injustice to all, and that is the reality of life. That is, in fact, the truth, that injustice to one is injustice to all. And I think that's a very important point for us to remember and take with us, because unless we follow that principle, we cannot succeed in life, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us, and by us I mean all human beings, to establish justice on the earth. Allah did not send us to support injustice and support cruelty and support all kinds of oppression. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us to support justice in this world. And unless we do that, injustice will prevail. And that is something which we definitely do not want to happen. Now, you know, and I know the Islamic principle on injustice. We have the ayat of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned very clearly. And Allah said, stand up as witnesses to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if it be against yourselves. Now this is the beauty of Islam, that Islam does not differentiate in terms of justice between one and the other. In Islam, justice is the same for everyone, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb of everybody. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not only Rabb al-Muslimin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb. He is the creator, sustainer, and He is the most merciful. He is the creator and sustainer of everyone. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, to Him is the return of everybody. And so therefore the question of justice is that same for everyone in the world. Now, if you look at that issue of justice, and if you say that what is happening in the world, we seem to be living in a situation where people seem to believe that it is necessary only to talk about justice or to stand up for justice if it is something which affects you personally. So you find that, you know, women will protest against injustice to women, and other people will protest, Muslims will protest against injustice to Muslims, and so on and so forth. But for the rest of the people, it's almost like, yeah, it's okay, it's not for me. It didn't happen to me, you know, so why must I put my head into that? Now, this is something which is not from Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us very clearly in Surah An-Nisa, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ بِالْقِسْطِ شُهَدَاءَ لِلَّهِ وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوِ الْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ إِنْ يَكُنْ غَنِيًّا أَوْ فَقِيرًا فَاللَّهُ أولى بهما فلا تتبعوا الهوى أن تعدلوا وإن تلووا أو تعرضوا فإن الله كان بما تعملون خبيرا. We know this ayat very well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O you believe, stand out firmly for justice as witnesses to Allah, even if it is against yourselves. There is no standard of justice which is or can be bigger than this. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, stand up for justice even if it is against yourselves. Meaning, if you have done something wrong, immediately repent and make amends. Or against your parents, or against your kin, kith and kin, be he rich or poor. Allah is a better protector for both than you. So do not follow the lust of your heart, lest you may avoid justice. And if you distort your witness or refuse to give it, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well acquainted with what you do. Now here we are saying, this is the standard of Islam. Now the point here is that this thing which happened, obviously is clearly injustice. So my first question is, what is the rest of the world doing? Why is it that we are not hearing voices of people who were not affected by this gross injustice? Why are we not hearing their voices? How is it that they still remain silent? That is the first thing. Second thing is that what is it that we as Muslims, what is it that we must do? How is it that we should deal with this? I will inshallah deal with that in tomorrow's Fajr reminder. But today I just keep this thought with you. Talk to your friends, ask them, what is your view? And if your view is that you are with Macron, then we have nothing more to say with you and say to you. But if your view is that that you're not with Macron, then Macron's attack on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is completely uncalled for, then why are you silent? How is it that you don't stand up against injustice? I think this is a very important thing for us to keep in mind. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.